punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, the tumbleweeds are going the other direction today. Man, yesterday, that was crazy. So anyway, I know we had some 60-mile-an-hour plus wind gusts in Beckham County and Roger Mills County, and we had some in the 70s up there, and I think it was Beaver or Texas, probably Texas County up there in the Panhandle. So anyway, today it's out of the north, northeast, and it's not quite as breezy as yesterday, but it is a little bit cooler. Currently at the Paladera Reservoir is 35 degrees. Lipscomb, you are 39, 45 at Canadian. And here in our area, we have Western Oklahoma. I mean, we got 43 at Arnett, 53 at Hollis, and 62 at Tipton. And we have 52 at Hobart, 45 at Camargo. I'll have your Long Ranger forecast coming up for you later on in the show. Let's check out something out on the new map real quick. I'm still learning to use this. It might be harder to learn, but it's pretty cool. Let's see, we got agriculture. That's what I want to look up. Hang on here. We got everything. They got drought and wildfires going on. If you haven't been on the news since they updated it yesterday during my show, you need to get on the Oklahoma MezNet. Check it out. It's cool. They got one button up there now for agriculture. So first time I've clicked on it, let's see what happens here real quick. If it'll go, come on, baby. There it goes. Ag weather, drought, horticulture, crops, livestock, natural resources. They got it going on. Let's check out what it says when it says when you punch on ag weather. Okay. So, yeah. So, for example, at Elk City, it's got the dew point, the wind, the 24-hour and 10-day rain totals now on it. Three-day average of bare soil temperatures, 45 degrees around Elk City. One-day average of 10 inches, not on there yet. And then it's got the forecast over here on the other side. It's pretty cool. Anyway, it's you just have to get on your computer and look at it. I have honestly not tried it on my iPhone yet. It's got fire management. I mean, they did a great job up there in the Mezzanet. So they just put themselves out a little bit more further than those other states. It's got the Mezzanet, but they got the National Weather Service right there, so it's pretty handy to go. Let's see what happened last night on the overnight in the grain market. Soybean futures dropped in overnight trading as producers in Brazil continue to harvest what's expected to be a record crop. Brazil's harvest was 17% complete. The South American country, the world's largest exporter of soybeans, is expected to produce 153 million metric tons of oil seeds this year, and that's like 24 more million metric tons than last year. If that does happen, it will be the highest ever on record. Exports from Brazil are pegged at 92 million metric tons, up from 79.1 million the previous year. In Argentina, meanwhile, it's a mixed bag, as rain is expected today and tomorrow in the northern parts of the country, but next week will likely be drier. Soybean futures for March delivery dropped 10 cents to 15.27 and a half a bushel overnight on Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal would be down down $5.10 to $4.95.90 a short ton. Corn futures for March delivery lost 4 cents to 6.78 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for March delivery was unchanged in Chicago at 7.86 a bushel, while Kansas City futures fell about a quarter of a penny to 9.05 and three quarter a bushel. weather-wise in our agriculture Midwest, Southern Plains, the Belt, I call it. Blizzard warnings are in effect until tonight in parts of the northern Midwest, while winter weather is expected in a wide chunk of land stretching from Arizona through southern Wisconsin, according to the National Weather Service. Another inch of snow on top as whatever has what already fallen is expected in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, and northeastern South Dakota. According to the National Weather Service, wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour are expected. Winter storm warnings are in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow in parts of the southern plains. In southwestern Kansas, up to 6 inches of snow is forecast along with the winds up to 40 miles an hour. In southern Iowa and northern Missouri, meanwhile, 5 to 9 inches of snow are projected with winds as high as 35 miles an hour. Travel could be difficult. Yeah, because I seen Lacey this morning posted 5 to 7 inches of snow in the Oklahoma Panhandle and tornadoes in southeast Oklahoma. That's putting out there a fashion statement, as you might put it. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I believe my guests have showed up, the FFA chapter from Arnett, Oklahoma, the home of the famous Lori Campbell. Anyway, so they'll be in here in a minute. We're going to talk with them, and then when we get done with them, the Sweetwater FFA from out here in Roger Mills County is going to be in here. This is the start of FFA week. I mean, actually, we started it Monday, but it's two a day now. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHeelsOK.com. That's CoyoteHeelsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. I'm excited. I got the Arnett FFA chapter in here with me. This is the first time being here. But first, let's go to Odell, Texas, and tell you what's going on with the weather. I bet somebody's going, where is Odell, Texas? It's just straight basically south of Altus across the Red River. Humidity there now is 42%. Dew point's 40. Wind is out of the east at 13 miles an hour with wind gust up to 17. Month-to-date precipitation, they're doing a little better than most of us. It looks like so far this month they've got 1.33 inches. And 8-inch soil temperature at Odell is 48 degrees. Well, joining me right now in the studio, I have a good-looking set of young adults from Arnett, Oklahoma. Four ladies and one poor guy. And so, anyway, he's just like in the middle, huddled up like a little lost puppy. Anyway, let's start with you. Introduce yourself and what grade you're in and what your FFA.
I'm Mikhail Hamill. I'm a sophomore. I'm the reporter, and this is my third year in FFA.
Oh, cool. How about you, young man?
I'm Sean Sanchez. I'm the treasurer. I'm in sophomore class, and this is my third year in
FFA. All right. Good.
I'm Emma Knowles. I'm a senior. I'm the president, and this is my fifth year in FFA.
Good. Thank you.
I'm Brandon Marenko, and I'm a junior, and I am the vice president, and this is my fourth year in FFA.
All right, and you, young lady?
I'm Anna Hope Santana, and I am a senior in high school. This is my fifth year in FFA, and I am the historian.
All right, well, thank you very much. Well, welcome to the Elk City. Welcome to the Today in Ag show. That's all we'll do about say about that. Well, let's start with you, and just pull that mic over to you if you want to on this one. This is your third year, you said?
Yes.
All right. So what's your project? Are you showing? Are you doing livestock judging?
I do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I judge, I show, I do speeches. I'm just kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Are you any good at any of them? I'm kidding. That's good.
I would like to think so, but.
Yeah. And so what do you guys, I know stock shows have fired up and they're going strong.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Well, right now, most of us are preparing for speeches this spring and just getting geared up for show season to hit its final stretch and see how far we can go.
Yeah, so it's the, you guys, you're Ellis County, right?
Yes.
And then you guys just had your county show and sale last weekend, right?
Yes.
How'd it go? Good?
Yeah, really good.
She really lit up. She must have got a lot of money. I just got some news right before the show that up here at the Roger Mills Premium sale last night, there was a trio of chickens brought $4,000.
Oh my god.
So the chicken deal has really taken off, not only in the auctions they have, but I guess on the FFA and 4-H side too.
Yes.
$4,000, I think it was. And that's crazy. Yeah. So anyway, all right, well, let's go to you, young man. Pull that mic over there as far as you can. That might be it.
I participate in livestock judging and CDE contest, and I go to most of the camps that I can.
Okay.
And that's pretty much about it.
Is it? And dude, what's your favorite?
Probably the livestock judging.
And what's your favorite animal to judge? I mean, are you better at one than the other, or you just like them all?
I don't know. I just like them all.
You do? And when's your next livestock judging contest, or do you have any more this year?
Big three this summer.
Okay. I got you. All right. Let's go to Bright Eyes, the president. When I mentioned money, her eyes lit up. So I take it you did pretty good at the county show?
I guess. I mean, I got third overall.
And what?
And my pigs. Okay. With my pigs, yeah.
All right.
And so I show pigs and I do livestock judging.
All right.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite?
I do better with showing pigs. I'm not very good at livestock judging, but I try, so.
Yeah. And then you're the president, is that
yes,
correct?
Yeah.
I remember that right.
Yeah.
I got so many people come through here, it's hard for me to remember it all. So please excuse me if I say it wrong when I come up to you. So you guys just got through with your county.
Yes.
And next is district?
Yes.
Will that be at Woodward?
Yes.
All right, when's it coming up?
Next, like,
Sunday.
Okay, yeah. I got you. And then next step's OYE.
Yes.
All right, you guys excited about OYE?
Very excited.
Biggest livestock show in the world.
Yeah.
And they got a great group of people running that up there now. They got OYE Shooting Sports now, and they're doing a wonderful job. Push that mic over to her. I might be able to hear her just a little better with that one. All right, so what all do you participate in, young lady?
I show livestock, and I also do livestock judging. I show sheep.
You show sheep?
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite? Do you rather show, or would you rather judge, or you just like them both?
I guess I like them both equally. I do okay in livestock judging on certain things,
right.
But then I like sheep sometimes when they're actually decent, because they can be stubborn.
You think?
Very.
So, what breed your
I have Dorset and Cross.
I got you. All right. Cool. Are they from out of state, or did you buy them here in state, or are they locally grown?
Hers are bought out of state.
Okay, cool. Anyway, I just asked out of curiosity.
Yeah.
All right, Bright Eyes number two. What all do you do in FFA?
So I participate in commercial pen contest.
In a commercial what now?
Commercial pen is what
okay.
it's called. So this year I did heifers, and there's four of them, and the competition starts in October, and throughout 85 days you see how much they gain and how much you spend, and then towards the end you weigh them out. And it's a competition to see.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I've been doing it for the past 5 years.
Yeah?
I'm sure. And I have...
So you know how to cross your T's and dot your I's?
Yeah.
So it makes a difference when you keep up with the cost, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So.
And I also do livestock judging.
All right, cool. Well, let's get back to you, young lady. What have you learned so far? What are you going to take on with you past high school? Anything?
Probably the responsibility.
Okay.
And the friendships I've earned and got over the past years I've been involved in ag, and it just, they carry on with you.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people, a lot of kids that thought they probably never would get along with each other or even associate with each other. Now you're probably pretty good friends, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Young man, how about you?
I'm going to have to agree with the responsibility and leadership.
Okay.
Leadership has taught me a lot now, and I think it'll carry a long ways with me.
All right. And have you got plans in the agriculture after school, or you got other plans? Just because you're an FFA don't mean you're going to stay in
there. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You don't
honestly.
Know yet? What'd you say you was, a junior? Or
sophomore.
Sophomore. Oh, you got plenty of time to think about this. But you need to get serious about thinking about it, though, because these 2 years will go by fast.
Yeah.
All right, Bright Eyes number one. President, El Presidente, what do you got going on?
I agree with both of those. Like, I got out of my comfort zone, and I feel like that will help me a lot in the future, being able to get out of my comfort zone, talk to people, make friends easily, and, like, the leadership with it. It'll help me, like, if I need to be a leader, I can help organize anything and stuff like that.
You're a senior.
Yes.
You got plans?
Not fully, but...
Well, give us a partial plan.
I want to go into marketing and communications, and get that degree, but I don't really know exactly what I want to do with that yet. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. How about you? This is your... Oh, you're good. What'd you say you were?
I'm a junior.
Junior. So,
yeah.
So far, what have you... What's stuck in your brain? What are you using every day?
That... Well, it is your, like, responsibilities, and you have to work for everything that you have. And, like, with livestock, you have to work with your animals for them to do good. You have to be responsible for them, to take care of them. And just with being able to talk to people, so then... Because I wasn't very good at talking to people, and you open up to people more to where you are able to work with others.
Good. And so as a junior, are you thinking of anything past your senior year yet?
I don't really know what I want to do yet.
Well, that's a pretty common answer. But
yeah.
But as a senior, you need to be a little more ready to go here, young lady.
Yeah.
But anyway, she got a bunch of money from premium sales. Sounds like she's good for another year.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, what about you?
So I think also, like, the leadership and all the friends you make, and it just puts you out there, like, maybe out of your comfort zone, or just allows you to be a more impactful person to people.
Right. And what's your plans? Do you have any?
I'm not for sure because
sure.
I want to go play basketball somewhere
in
college.
Yeah?
So I'm kind of waiting to see on that. But I also don't know what I want to
study. So I guess you're a star player at Arnett?
Yeah.
Or one of them? Well, if you're looking for a scholarship, you must be pretty good.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, one more question. Who do I want to pick on? Let's pick on you. Put the mic over there. So what is the difference between your teachers at school and your ag teacher?
a lot. with my ag teacher, I've been on many trips with him.
But is there a difference between ag teachers and your regular school teachers? They got a lot of responsibility.
Yes. And I feel like I can always come and talk to him if I need it. And, like, he's always there for me, always helping me with anything I need, if it's ag or not. And, like, many teachers aren't like that, and I feel like I can't always talk to them. But with him, I definitely know I can.
Well, you guys, the Kelton, Texas chapter was in here Monday. And... you know, the ag teacher, Jimmy, was talking about, you know, used to, like, when I was in ag, like, 50 years ago, there was only four classes of ag. And now he said there's, like, 30 or 36 different versions of a class in ag. So they got a lot more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And but it seems like he's pretty lucky. He's got a good set of kids right here. And I appreciate you guys all coming in.
All right.
And thanks for driving clear from Arnett.
Thank you for having us.
And on your way by, throw a chicken at the Pack Saddle Bar for me, because I know the owner, and tell her that's from Jimmy.
Okay.
But anyway, you guys see Lori. Tell her you was on the show.
Right.
She's not listening today.
All right, we will.
All right, see you guys later.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more. to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 13th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,283 head were sold. 7 head of steers at $394, brought 256. 10 at $685, brought $195.50. 14 at $734, brought $192. 5 at $773, brought $184.50. 15 at $871, brought $178.50. 25 at $910, brought $176.50. 16 at $942, brought $174.50. 4 head of heifers at $441, brought $215. 9 at $567. 7 brought 169, 11 at 660 brought 175.50, 4 at 668 brought 179, 24 at 809 brought 169, 49 at 858 brought 167, 5 at 1051 brought 149, butcher cows were 10 to 10250, butcher bulls brought 72 to 115, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I guess if you're watching on Facebook, you can see I got another school in here with me. It's going to be a fun day. Sweetwater, Arnett was here first, and now Sweetwater's here. So for my Northwestern Oklahoma Long Ranger forecast, we'll do Arnett since they were just in here. Currently, it's 44 degrees at Arnett, feels like 36. Dew point is 29, humidity's 57, no rain in the last 24 hours. The wind's out of the northeast at 17 with gusts up to 23, and sunrise is 7:28 and sunset is 6:20. And there, I had to find out your Long Ranger here. You have 40% chance of rain showers later today, 56 for a high. Tonight, you have a chance of rain, 50% chance of rain and snow, low of 17. Tomorrow, it's going to be cold and breezy, 38. Tomorrow night, it's going to get down to almost 10 degrees, 12 for a low. Friday, sunny, 53. Saturday, 61. Sunday, 71. Man, we go from 0 to 71 in just a little bit. I bet you guys had some wind up there yesterday. All right, let's get on air with the Sweetwater FFA chapter. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Let's start out with you, young man. Pull that mic over there to you and introduce yourself and what you are in the chapter and if you're in your senior, junior, sophomore.
Okay, yeah. My name's Hadley McCoy, and I'm a senior, and I'm a parliamentarian.
All right.
So
you're a senior? Is that what you said?
Yes, cool. Sir.
All right. Young lady?
I'm Reagan Meacham. I'm a sophomore, and I'm the treasurer.
All right. And the mic's there. Sorry, I didn't tell you. You had to pull them close to you and talk. Here you go.
I'm Abby Watson. I'm a junior, and I'm the vice president.
All right. Young lady?
I'm Addie Burkhalter. I'm the reporter, and I'm a junior.
All right.
I'm Matilda Conway, and I'm the secretary, and I'm a senior.
All right.
I'm Jesse Coates, and I'm the president, and I'm a senior.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, let's start with, I'll get to him in just a minute. Well, pull that mic back over there, too. He's standing. He don't look like he's bothered much. What's your name, young man?
I'm Jason Hutcherson. I'm the chaplain, and I'm a junior.
Okay. All right, let's start. Let's just start right back with you. You're a junior, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so what all do you do in your FFA?
We've been doing a lot this year. We've been learning a lot. We learned about ag safety, and now we're writing a speech. And it's a lot of fun, so.
A lot of fun. All right. Young man, what all you got going on? What's been your favorite project this year or the past?
Well, I show cattle, so, I mean, I do a lot of, like, I'm always with cattle, so, and I also do a lot of welding since I'm a welder, so I've been doing that in ag class.
You like your welding, I take it, because you said that with a smile. You went from a non-smile about cattle to smiling with the welding. What kind of projects you been working on?
Well,
welding-wise.
We were on an epoxy table, but I don't know if he wants me to talk about that or not.
Well, let's go to the project before that.
The project before that, I built a fire pit for, because I go to a school in Votech, too, so.
Oh, so you're taking welding over there?
Yes.
Who's the instructor at Votech now?
Kelly Vanderwerk.
Okay, I got you. Very good. That's a pretty cool class over there, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
They got some cool stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to teach adult welding over there, so
really?
it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, anyway, well, let's go to this young lady right here. Did you say you were a junior?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. All right, so what projects do you work on?
We just started welding this semester.
Okay. There you go.
And we just learned how to run a bead.
All right.
And
it's not as easy as it looks, is it?
No. I go too fast. But the girls are doing better than the boys. I mean, that's always a plus.
Dude, you guys just got thrown under the bus, didn't you? Anyway,
boys in my class don't pay attention, so, you know.
Well, I bet he's a pretty good welder since he's going to Votech, and he does it at ag, too. So
yes.
I bet he's doing pretty good. All right, pull that mic over to you there. You want to talk about your injury or not?
Sure. I was playing basketball, and it was the end of a quarter, and I was trying to shoot, like, a shot to end the quarter, and this girl tripped me, and I completely just fell sideways on my ankle.
Ouch, but that hurt, didn't it?
Yeah, it's broke.
Ugh. I'm sorry I asked. Anyway, so what are you doing, FFA?
I weld, I show sheep, I do public speaking. And I on the officer team, obviously.
Right. And on public speaking, do you enjoy that?
I get nervous, but it's not bad.
Well, you just got to find you a light bulb out there in the audience and just stare at it and act like you're talking to your ag teacher. How's that?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's go to her. What all projects you work on in FFA?
Well, last semester I did ag safety, and right now I'm writing a speech to hopefully get to speak in a speech contest.
Talk to me a little bit about ag safety. What all did you guys do and when you were working on that?
We went through a workbook and PowerPoint slides.
Right.
Yeah.
And is there anything that you remember from that is it about just being safe out on the farm? Is that basically what it's being about?
Yes.
So what was one of the things that did it have in there? I guess what's most accident prone out on the farm? Did it talk about that in there or anything?
Yes, mostly tractors.
Right. And there you go. Augers, probably. PTO shafts. Yeah. So anyway, thank you. Well, let's go to you. Talk real close to that mic and loud if you can, please.
Yep, yep.
And what all projects or what all are you into in FFA?
I show sheep and do a little bit of public speaking.
All right. You like showing sheep?
I do.
Let's see. You guys, you're Roger Mills County. You just got done. What's this rumor about $4,000 for some chickens last night at the pre-sale? Well, anybody got a story on behind that?
I know that the last person in the sale order, they were also chickens, and they got
$1,500. Wow. We're all in the wrong business, I guess.
Apparently.
A dozen fertilized chicken eggs right now is $125. So anyway, well, let's go to the Presidente. You're senior?
Yes.
What all you been doing the last 5 years?
Oh, I have done so much. I could probably talk on here for 2 hours.
Well, we got about 10 minutes.
So, I've been in FFA for a while, and right now I show sheep, but I was showing cattle and goats too, but I kind of fell out of that. I like showing sheep a lot more.
And why? What's the difference between goats and cattle and these?
I think it's really just personal preference for me. Okay. I just fell in love with it, and so I just continue to do that. And I have my own sheep herd and my own goat herd, and we're about to start kidding out and lambing out babies here in a couple of months. So
you got your own operation. It ain't just a show animal.
Yes.
So that's probably because sheep are probably pretty fairly easy to take care of. Predators is probably the more you got to worry about than anything.
Yeah, we have coyotes that come up and try to get after them, but...
You got a guardian dog?
Well, our guard dog actually got stolen, so...
Really?
We're looking for a new one.
Well, I bet there's some listeners out there to hook you up.
I hope so.
So, any particular breed you're looking for? You're just looking for a free guardian dog?
Just free guardian dog. That would be great.
Okay. Well, we'll just work our way back around to the guys. But no, let's stay with you. So, okay. One more question for you. You're a senior. You got plans?
Yes, I do.
What you got?
I want to go to OSU after high school and be a vet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. We need them.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We got a couple of great vets around here now, but are you talking small animal, large animals, or all?
Large animals.
There you go. We need them. And I bet there's people around here that'll help you go get your degree.
I sure hope so. If anybody wants to sponsor me to go to vet school, that would be great.
Hey, she's got the right attitude. Because you act just like Dr. Have you met Dr. Mouse?
No, I haven't.
You need to go meet Dr. Mouse.
Oh.
Down here on Main Street. Anyway, you act just like her. You're not scared. Anyway, so she won't do snakes.
It depends on what kind of snake it would be, if I would do it or not.
Yeah, she just won't do a snake. I'm going to catch her a rattlesnake. And I'm taking it in. She's not going to be happy with me. Well, let's go back to you, young lady. What's your plans? You got plans yet?
I do have plans.
What you got?
I'm going to go to UCO and major in psychology.
Oh, cool. That'll work.
As a psychiatrist.
That sounds like fun. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Thank you. What about you, young lady? You got plans yet?
I'm a junior.
I know, but you got to have some plans.
Yes, but I'd like to go to medical school after high school.
Oh, really? Animal or people?
People.
People? And you got anything you're thinking? You just want to be a regular doctor? You want to specialize in something?
I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided? Well, good. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. You want to be a doctor, right? So you fix your ankle.
I actually do want to be a traveling nurse. But I think
what,
I want
what
to
is,
go
what is that? You mean travel to people's houses?
Yeah.
I got you.
I know this lady, she goes to, California. She, stays there for a few months, and then she can come back and, work at the hospitals here, too. So she can really go anywhere she wants.
Once? You want to travel?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, good luck with that, too.
Thank you.
How about you? I know you're not ready yet, but have you thought about anything?
Yes. I plan on attending VOTEC next year for health careers. And
okay.
Then after I graduate, I want to go to nursing school.
Okay.
Then I want to specialize in pediatrics. I want to be a pediatric nurse.
Oh, interesting. My niece is a doctor in that out there in San Francisco. And so,
I love babies, so... I love kids. I just don't. Teaching's just not my thing, so figured help them in another way.
Oh, cool. Very good. How about you, young man? You got plans? You going to be a welder?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. I'm either going to try to buy me my own truck and branch out into the pipeline or find something around here to, because I'm already certified in a 6G pipe.
Right.
So right this year I'm going it back to get my TIG certifications so I can do aluminum and cast iron and stainless
steel and stuff like that.
Yep.
Well, good. What about you, young man? Grab that mic there and tell us what's the plans are.
I plan on majoring in college for health administration.
All right, cool. This is quite a setup you got going here, boss. a lot of health people in this group, and that's awesome. And you want to stay around here? You going to travel?
I don't know yet, but I kind of do want to stay close to home, but right. I don't really know for sure.
Well, anyway, you guys have been great, and I appreciate your teacher bringing you in here from Sweetwater. And good luck with your future, because there sounds like it is, you guys, it's a little different. You know, the other day I had kids in here, I want to be an ag mechanic, or I want to come back to the farm, work on the farm. But that wasn't the case with none of you. And it's kind of cool to see kids wanting to do, you know, it doesn't have to be ag related just because you're an FFA. Don't get me wrong. But healthcare, welder, you're a man of my heart. I burnt my eyes real bad, and that's why I can't weld anymore.
I was actually at a welding competition yesterday, so yeah. I had a little bit of welder's flash in my eye.
Yeah, and so, and then psychology, and then vet.
Yeah.
And she's going to come back to Sayre, Oklahoma, and open a new vet clinic there, aren't you?
Yep.
We're going to get you a sponsor, because I know some people.
That would be great.
All right. Well, anyway, guys, thanks for coming in. And you guys got plans? What do you guys got planned at school for FFA week next week? Got?
Oh.
Oh, you're good. Just put her back in there.
So we're actually celebrating National FFA Week this week, because next week a lot of the FFA chapter and show kids are going to be gone at stock shows.
Right.
Woodward. So this week is actually our National FFA Week celebration, and we have dress-up days. So I think today was anything but a backpack day, and we had a bunch of kids that brought some pretty weird backpacks.
Yeah, like a toy car, like your kids getting, you know?
That
you
oh,
yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty weird. You guys will have to see. You'll have to send me a picture.
Yeah, he has one. He took it this morning.
Anyway, and then what else you got going? Like, what's tomorrow?
Blue and gold.
Blue and
gold. Tomorrow's blue and gold day.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you.
And if I don't, I probably won't see a couple of you guys next year, but anyway, good luck with your future.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break and listen to Mr. Jerry Nine on results from his cow and bull sale yesterday.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, February the 16th. We're expecting 3,000 cattle. Call to find out what time we start, depending on if we get some weather. From Clinton, got 40 steers and every 6.5 there, 35 steers and every 5. Moreland, 41 heifers at 6. Mobile, Texas, 58 steers at 7. Ashland, Kansas, 35 steers and every 5.5. Long Wayne, Buffalo, 23 steers and every 6.5. Victoria, Texas, 37 steers and every 6-7.50. Elk City, 37 steers and every 7. Georgia off the ranch, 62 steers, never 6.5 to 8. Melissa, Texas, east of Dallas, 302 heifers, 6.50. Moreland, 31 heifers, 7.25. Ashland, 30 steers, never 7. Byron, 130 steers, 8 to 8.5. Fargo, 80 steers, never 7 to 8. Sharon, 104 steers, 7.5. Again, expecting 3,000 cattle. Give us a call to find out what time we'll start, depending on if we get some weather. Excellent cow market on Tuesday, selling best fleshy cows. 94-102, bulls topping 120. Give us a call. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Once again, good afternoon to all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 10th. 900 head were sold, 3 head of steers at 243, brought 284, 8 at 412, brought 260, 7 at 595, brought 212, 4 at 611, brought 190, 23 at 616, brought 202.50, 3 at 625, brought 181, 4 at 631, brought 203, 3 head of heifers at 332, brought 220, 4 at 414, brought 207, 7 at 523, brought 196, at 533, brought 185. 17 at 565, brought 193. 50. 4 at 573, brought 190. 4 at 649, brought 172. Butcher cows were 35 to 102. Butcher bulls brought 86 to 120. Bred cows were 785 to 1725. Pairs brought 700 to 1450. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sales every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. The typical gas station is like a 35 micron filter. We run 10 micron filters in all of our stuff. So when we load our bobtail and all that, we filter it through a 10 micron filter. I'm pretty prideful, and the last thing I want to do is hear that someone got water or dirt in their diesel and they had problems and burnt their motor up or something like that. That's the last thing I want to happen.
So how does your more stringent filtering, how does it help your customers save money?
Filters aren't cheap. Let's say over 3 years you change one filter, or in 3 years you change 10 filters. You know, I'm all about saving each penny, because that's all the pennies add up. That's where your profit is.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 22nd at 12:30 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota, Baldridge Alternative, and several other breed-leading AI sires. Also selling commercial females carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 22nd at 12:30 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch, southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That was fun. Yeah, that's very interesting. Out of this set of kids right here, that how many wanted to go into non-agriculture, healthcare, and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. It just shows you, but, you know, FFA still helps them, you know, make them what they are today. Good set of kids. Glad you came in, Sweetwater. Thank you very much. And Arnett, I know you're on your way home. Thanks for coming in also. Great set of kids there as well. Okay, southwestern Oklahoma forecast provided by Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. I picked out this Oklahoma. It's 62 degrees there. Feels like 62. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. Humidity is 50%. The winds are east, 13 miles an hour. And I guess no wind gusts. It doesn't show none. All right, let's check it out. Today, 67 for a high. Tonight, the wind switch from out of beyond the northwest. It's going to be blustery. It's going to be cold, 26. 0 degree wind chills in the morning. Forecast for all of western and Oklahoma and eastern Texas panhandle. Tomorrow, 43. Wind's going to be windy, but not as bad as tonight. And Friday, 52 for a high. No wind. Be a nice day to get out, back out and get after it. Saturday, 59 degrees, mostly sunny, south winds 12 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, out to Oklahoma, 74, and southwest winds 14 to 15 miles an hour. About that. Looks like after tonight and tomorrow, we'll get back to normal. Have had 6 calves in the last 24 hours out here west of town on the synchronized cows. They're coming left and right. All so far, I'm doing 50-50 on bulls and heifers, and looking pretty good. Enjoying it. A couple things to go over for my bull sale of the day to mention it today is the Piercy Angus Cattle. It's coming up March 6th at noon at the Piercy Angus Cattle Sale Facility at Eakley, Oklahoma, selling 30 two-year-old bulls, 30 18-month-old bulls, 20 yearling bulls, as well as special lots of registered and commercial females. They as a family, invite you to their sale to request a sale book. Call 405-545-0985 or visit their website at Pearcy, that's P-E-A-R-C-Y, AngusCattle.com. Pearcy Angus Cattle, bull sale, production sale, March 6th at noon, right there in Eakley, Oklahoma. One more I want to mention, got so many going on, I got to mention two a day right now. That's everybody's participating in that Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar. It's working out pretty good. Spring replacement sale coming up April 29th. I know it's a long ways away. It'll be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hobart Stockyards. So far, they got 40 breeding Angus bulls, Angus, Red Angus, Charolais, and Simmentals also. 250 young pairs, Angus, Red Angus, Charolais, 50 replacement heifers, Angus and Red Angus, and 50 bred heifers, Angus, Red Angus, and Charolais. He's still taking consignments. Call Rex Fleming there at the Hobart Stockyards in Hobart, Oklahoma, and he'll help you out. And the OK&T sale's going on right now, if I remember right, or getting ready to start. Good luck to you guys up there at Buffalo. It'll be a good sale going on up there. Also happening tomorrow at 12 noon, Livestock Nutrition Centers will be having a growers meeting at SEI Agritech right here in Elk City at 12 o'clock at 1400 South Randall. RSVP, please, at 225-580-225. 0317. That is Livestock Nutrition Centers having a growers meeting at 12 noon tomorrow right there at SEI Agritech. Please RSVP 225-0317. Man, there's so many things going on, and I had these kids here and got all excited, and you know what today is? Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour, and I apologize. I just was excited with all these kids here. Just plumb forgot today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. That's not good, but I'll make up for it. Don't worry. Great outcomes take planning and patience. Taylor Ranch Beef is an excellent example of this. If you are ordering for delivery coming up in April and May, Taylor Ranch has been working on those steaks for the past 2.5 years. They start with hand-selecting the best combination carcass and muscle AI bulls in the Angus breed, utilize top nutrition and health protocols, and give the animals the best possible care. The end result is a mouth-watering ribeye that gives you a great eating experience. That's Taylor Ranch. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. Quarters, halves, or whole beef available. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. 405-609-4662. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. Anyway, I think I got all that covered. And again, thank you, Sweetwater and Arnett FFA chapters, for coming in. Next few weeks is huge for you guys. Just briefly, I know you guys heard Jerry on there earlier, but they did have 660 head there yesterday. I was really impressed by some of the pricing in the breaker cows, anywhere from $90 to $102 per hundred weight, and on the boner cows, anywhere from 84 to 96 cents, or up to even $1.94 to $100 per on some 1269 weights. They had 28 in there, so that's pretty good. And even on the lean cows, they were going anywhere from 68 to 86 cents. And then bulls were bringing up to $1.20, and bred cows, most of them up over 1300, closer to 1400. And then cow calf pairs with 150 pound calves or less, bringing up to 1525, and then 150 to 300 pounds, we're bringing up to 1775 to 1800. So there you go. Cattle business, the cattle market's finally, it has been for the last 6 months, climbing, and it's going to be a good spring. I wish we'd just get some rain to make that wheat pasture grow. Is what I was really wishing. And tomorrow I'm going to have, let's see, Burns Flat and Leedy, Burns Flat, Deal City, and Leedy FFA in here tomorrow. And tomorrow I'll have some hay reports from around the United States. And we'll have those going on. And what else we got going on? And I also have a report. If Jill comes in tomorrow, she's going to help me on deciphering a hay test. If you don't know how to read it, she's going to help us out tomorrow. Figure that out. You guys have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy. God bless.